Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
That's right, and every Friday we are joined by NFL Hall of Famer John McClain. He's brought to us, every time he comes on Sports Radio 610 Houston Sports Leader, he's brought to us by the fine folks over at Horn Solutions. John, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. It's so much fun to be at training camp, know the season's getting closer, seeing you guys out there every day, everybody from Sports Radio 610. It's always, I don't care if your team's supposed to be the worst in the league at this time of the year, there's always a buzz.
That's right. It's good to be back out there. There was a big buzz day one, and that was because Deshaun Watson reported on Sunday. Deshaun Watson was trotted out there as just another player on the roster at this point going through training camp. John, I think the buzz probably wore off a little bit. We're three practices in, but I thought Deshaun took it to a whole nother level today when by the time the practice was over, he's literally on a knee 35 yards behind where the ball is spotted in team drills for probably 20 or 25 minutes. It was right next to us where we were in the media. I don't think that was by coincidence. I think he took it to a whole nother level, man. What's your take on the latest Deshaun Watson at practice today, that the way it ended?
Well, I think it's ridiculous that he's out here. They should leave him in the building, let him work out on his own like he's on injured reserve instead of making it a circus. Now, it wasn't nearly as bad as the first day. Probably half the media coverage the last two when most of the national, all the national people were gone. A lot of local people haven't come back either. Then there were some from just around Texas. So he's there for one reason, to keep from being fined $50,000 a day. He knows he's not going to play. He's not part of the equation. He'll never take another snap here. They don't, as long as he warms up like with his receivers like he's supposed to, and if they asked him to go stand in secondary with his hands folded so he can give a look to a quarterback, then he can sit anywhere he wants.
Now, they have the ability to keep him inside or send him home, yeah, right? Because everything you just said, that doesn't make sense to me. If you know he's never going to take another snap for you, he's never going to play for you again, and you're putting together a brand-new program and he's out there getting coached by people he's never going to play for, like that doesn't mesh.
Yeah,
he's not
really getting coached. They're not coaching him, and he's just out there. And I would imagine, without them saying this, why is he out there? Well, he hadn't done them any favors since the end of last season when he wanted to be traded. So I guess they say he's part of the team. He'll have pads on next Tuesday like everybody else, unless somebody swoops in and makes them an offer to take the problems and all the legalities off their hands, which I don't see anytime soon. And he's got a no-trade clause where he could exercise that if he didn't like the place where – they wanted to trade him. So I don't think this is going away for a while. I never have.
John, what do you think about, and look, I'm not here. I feel like I need to say this. I'm not here to run David Culley, you know, through the mud every day. And I mean, but ultimately he's put in a position as a head coach. He's paid a lot of money. And these are the kind of situations that right now, at least with this group, with this regime, Caserio, Easterby, and McNair, that he's going to be put in these positions. And John, he goes to the, which you know, he tells the media day one that it's, oh, it's ramp up. Deshaun missed a lot. We're going to put him, we're going to watch the film and possibly give him some more reps and all that kind of jive. That is just making more issues out of this situation. And that's going to be a mess in a day or two when everybody realizes that that's not the case. I mean, What do you think about Cully addressing it that way? Or, hell, if you may know something that I don't know, the Texans addressing it that way, ultimately create more problems for themselves instead of just getting behind it.
Well, what would you want Cully to say?
Well, I would want him to not be put in that position, well, but I damn sure don't want him to boldface lie.
He has to be put in that position because he's the head coach and he has to meet with us every day. But he's not going to say, yes, we're trying to trade Deshaun. They're not going to do that. So I'm not exactly sure what people want him to say. I don't pay attention to it because I know what's going on. And it hadn't changed at all. And I think some people were acting, oh, my God, he came back. He might play. No, he wants to be gone in the worst way. But he's doing what he has to do to avoid those fines that would add it up, I think, for a whole camp and preseason to close to $2 million. And he's been paying Rusty Harden now for months. That's yeah. got to be expensive. So I don't know anybody that wants to lose $50,000 a day, whether it's Deshaun yeah. Watson or Xavier Howard or anybody. And once you come, you can't leave because then if you leave, they can do all kinds of things to you. So he's here until time comes when he gets traded. And I think any team that would take on the Watson legal issues would do so with the idea that we'll get him maybe in 2022 because, you know, he could be suspended for the season, he could be suspended half the season or none at all, or not at all, but everything is moving so slowly. If you make a trade, you got to think, well, if we get him this season, good, but it's more likely going to be 2022, and hopefully he has everything behind him.
What do you think, John, that the Texans do with Deshaun? Because the way you're handling it now is going to become a major problem come preseason game time. Do you treat him as one of the players there, throw a jersey on him and trot him out there?
Yeah, how long is he inactive?
What do you do?
Just be inactive.
But inactive players are standing on the sideline.
Yeah, he can stand on the sideline. They keep saying he's one of the team, so he could stand on the sideline
so you
until
think
something
that,
happens.
You think they will do this into season dressed in it,
absolutely
he'll just be oh,
absolutely
oh, John, you talk about it being
you I mean, really were a circus
that you talk about being a circus if the game's on TV and Deshaun Watson's inactive on the sideline.
Well, I mean, it'll kind of be old news to us, but it'll be big ooh. News to everybody else yeah. because we will have been going through it all preseason.
Really
training camp. What do you think they're going to do with
I
him?
I just
– I don't know. That's,
if
I mean,
you
that's,
can't
I think
trade him, what are you going to do?
Send him home.
Why would you do him any favors?
What are you doing yourself – are you doing yourself a favor by having this circus and having him out there?
Well, I don't
and
think
having the visual of
him
saying – really basically giving the up yours to the rest of the team and the organization by taking a knee 30 yards back?
Yeah,
what are we doing?
I don't think the players look at it like that at all. They know his situation.
Well, I'm not saying the players do, but I think when you look at that visual, it's like, what? Come on. What are we doing here?
I think that as long as he's on the team, that's what's going to happen because if they just say, go home, we won't fine you $50,000 a day, they'd be doing him a big favor, and he hadn't done them any favors. So the best thing would be Roger Goodell swoop in when the yeah. game checks start the week before regular season begins and put him on the exempt list. Then he can leave and he can work out on his own and not be fined and still get his $10.54 million base salary until somebody offers him a good trade.
John, I don't know if you heard yesterday, but Randall Cobb, he got traded. He got his hope, and more importantly, I guess Aaron Rodgers got what he wanted getting Randall Cobb. I think it was a good move for the Texans. You agree? Getting up underneath that contract?
Absolutely. He didn't do squat last year.
Yeah.
And then he went up there, and I wrote a story about it, like everybody talked about it, said his teammates felt like – said he looked like he's out of prison, and he was so happy. But then he went on to praise Cully and Caserio, so – I'm glad for Randall. He's a class act. He missed six games last year and certainly wasn't worth the money that they gave him. And they're picking up $3 million of his $8.25 million salary. But he's back to a Super Bowl contender as opposed to a team that's contending for the first pick in the draft.
What about the Texans receivers right now, John? It's where I wanted to go with that. We've seen three practices, man. I mean, you got Anthony Miller, who was just added.
Big time, like Anthony. I sure do. Okay. I've been watching him closely for a story. And you wouldn't think he just got here Sunday and had to take a crash course. You know, he's lined up outside, inside. Tyrod Taylor, we asked him about him today. He said, you can see him making those big plays out there. I like the way that he runs his routes, his cuts, quick, strong hands, cuts it up the field. He's got something to prove. He's in the last year of his contract. These guys in the last year of their contracts, they got a chance to make some money. And Anthony Miller's got a chance to make some money, whether it's here or somewhere else. And then Tyrod Taylor, of course, also today was really praising Nico Collins And the catches he's making up on the second level and taking advantage of his size and his speed, and he's fired up about both of those guys. Others, I mean, when you're not getting covered, you should do well in training camp.
Was the real quick the Randall Cobb situation? Were they been trying to shop him, or did this just come as a blessing because Aaron Rodgers has so much power with the Packers that he was able to make that move happen?
If somebody called him and said, "We'll take Randall Cobb off your hands," they would have given him up. But this was a blessing from God. It's a sixth round pick, but hey, sometimes you get lucky in the sixth round. So they got an extra draft choice for. And they got Anthony Miller and Kiki QT playing inside.
John, you talked a little bit about the quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. But Tyrod Taylor, Davis Mills, Jeff Driskel. I think that the one thing, I know everybody's still in shells and in sweats, and we get the tempo of practice. But I think there is a lot you can see from these guys spinning the ball around the park and just how clean and how or not they are. What have you seen from Tyrod Taylor and the other quarterbacks at this point?
Taylor is right where they would expect him to be. The guys, David Culley keeps calling him a pro's pro, and that's what he is. He can adapt to any situation. He's been in some really bad situations. He's been in some good ones, and now he's got a chance to start. He knows he could be here 1 year unless he wants to be a backup, because they're either going to have Davis Mills as a starter next year or number one pick as the starter, and he'll – help in any way he can. If you watch Hard Knocks last year with the Chargers, Anthony Lynn and the players were constantly saying the same thing they're saying here about his professionalism, his ability. He's a leader. He's smart. He can still move, and they like that. But I like him a lot. Even Jeff Driskel, fifth team in 6 years, he ought to be good when nobody's chasing him, trying to take his head off. And then the one I watch the most, of course, is Davis Mills. He looks like an NFL quarterback. He's got the arm, he's got the brains, and he can move better than a lot of people think, but he doesn't have experience.
Yeah, that's the kicker, right? I mean, you can look like Tarzan, but you got to have the experience. You got to be able to go out there and execute. And that's the thing with Davis Mills is will he be treated as a priority to where they can fast track him to get him in a place to where if he does have to start, whenever it may be, if he does have to start, they've got at the very least a very thin, small playbook that he knows like the back of his hand that he can go out there and get through a football game with and ultimately have a chance to win. John, I just think that, again, in a day when you're watching quarterbacks in sweats, I think it's clear you can see the high ceiling on the guy. I mean, and it's almost – I don't know that he's made a throw – yet that I go, boy, well, he's the only one that can make that. It's when we're watching him in individual and you can just tell how effortless the 15 to 20 to 25-yard throws down the field are and how crisp it comes off of his hand versus everybody else.
It's a rocket. He looks like Tarzan. You don't want him to play like Jane. So the only way he's going to get that chance is after the bye week. He needs to be ready mentally. Then put him out there for those last 8 games. See what you got. And if you got a quarterback that Casario and Culley and Pep Hamilton and Tim Kelly think this guy could be special, then you're able to take position players in your draft next year. Think about how fired up people would be if they had the first pick or second pick, and then they got a high pick for Watson and maybe a second for Watson and more in the 23. And people would be – it's kind of like – the Rockets hadn't had a number one pick since 2015. It was so exciting to watch their draft last night. And then if the Texans get a high pick at first overall, and then they got an extra one, a couple of twos, people will be pumped for that draft.
That's right. It's Friday, 4 o'clock hour. That means John McClain, presented by Horn Solutions, is with us the entire hour. And I don't want to come off of that Davis Mills thing, because Clint said something this week after one practice that many people were like, hold on, Clint, including Larry from Stafford, who called up to give Clint a piece of his mind.
Hold on, Joe.
I want to see how you agree, if you agree with Clint on what he had to say about Davis Mills. That's coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
John McClain with us. It's Friday. That means John McClain, presented by Horn Solutions, is with us the entire hour. The Hall of Famer, the General, is here. And this is what Clint said earlier this week. On Monday after the Tuesday... Wednesday, after the first practice, one of these days, they're running into
this. Yes, it was Wednesday because they practiced in the morning. We came on air Wednesday afternoon.
Right. Yep. I got three kids. The first day of practice, Clint said he believes that Davis Mills, John, should be at a place where he's splitting 50-50 reps with Tyrod Taylor. There should be a straight-up competition, right? 50-50 reps between the two of them. Were you at that place now after 3 days of practice?
Yeah, let me say it, be as respectful as I can be. Clint's been sniffing too much of that pig suey. No, Tyrod Taylor's got to get ready to be starting against the Jaguars because he's going to be the quarterback, and Davis Mills is not ready to do that. That's why I think the last eight games would be ideal for him if he can handle it mentally. Mm. Sorry. Clint.
No, that's okay. You
so
told me in the
Larry
break.
Larry Stafford and I are grinning. Is that it?
Well, no.
Larry. I'll holler.
Oh, he's going to love that.
I'll holler. 20 years or maybe more.
So here's the problem, John, what do you do? Do you continue to give him second string reps from the other, which is going to decrease significantly as you get closer to a preseason game and the closer you get to the season? And then in season, what do you do in season for the first 8 weeks? Do you let him stand on the sideline and hold a clipboard at practice because Tyrod Taylor's a starter? I mean, at some point, you've got to start giving him more reps. And I don't know how you gauge that unless you give him reps immediately out of the gate to see what you're dealing with and to see what your future does hold. Playing him week 8 or week 10 or week 15, for that matter, if he's going to hold a clipboard behind Tyrod Taylor because Tyrod's the starter and he's got to be ready, you're going to throw the kid out there cold turkey. And I think you're at that point in time, you're spitting in the wind.
Well, you'd have 2 weeks to get him ready, and you could be having him taking backup snaps before weeks before he's ready. If Tyrod Taylor's injured early for the third time in a row when he's the starter. I think right away they'd start Jeff Driskel unless Mills has showed him so much, but it's so hard when you only started 11 games in college. And as opposed to like 46 for Kellen Mond, and number two was Trevor Lawrence with, I think, 31. And so he just doesn't have the experience. And if you put a player out there, I've seen this too many times over my more than four decades. If you put a young guy out there and he does poorly, you can ruin him mentally. Some of them, like Peyton Manning, throws 28 interceptions as a rookie, shrugs it off because he's one of a kind. And it's up to the coaches. They seem behind the scenes. They seem in meetings. They seem in practice. I remember O'Brien in 2017 coming up to me after the first day of the rookie minicamp and saying, this kid is going to be special, and he's going to be special quicker than I thought. I said, what do you mean? He said, every time we send him home with something to learn, he comes back and asks all the right questions. And he said, that shows me Deshaun's doing his homework. Mm-hmm. That shows me how much he wants to succeed. Because some of this stuff, we throw it out there hoping they can get just a little of it. And he comes back, and he's got all of it.
Yep.
So that means he is working really hard. And that impressed him right away. And Mills may have done that. I don't know, because I don't talk to him privately like I used to. Bill O'Brien and Gary Kubiak and Dom Capers and Jeff Fisher and Jack Gordy and Bob Phillips and others.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, here's another thing I think, too. I think outside of what I think, or you, like there is Tyrod Taylor and say, he had a good day. Yesterday I thought he had a good day in 7-on-7. He ripped a couple balls in there. And on team, he throws one across the middle to Jordan Akins. And it's a little bit late. It hangs up in the air a little bit. It's a little low. Jordan Akins slides, catches. It's a 19-yard gain. Line up, huddle up, and let's go play again. And coaches are going to watch that. They're going to watch that on film. And when you got a guy as gifted as Davis Mills is, just from a talent standpoint, I don't know what the hell he can do mentally or what he can do in a game, but when you got a guy that you've watched throw the football significantly better than what you just watched and had the ability to turn that into a 40-yard gain instead of a 19-yard gain, They're going to be, I think if this thing rolls along, they're going to be more and more anxious to get him in there and see more with the ones.
That reminds me of Ryan Mallett. He could throw that ball down the field.
You.
Wow.
And everybody
like, man, look at those rockets. Look at those bullets.
Yep.
But there's one problem. He couldn't play. And Mills is smart. And he's one of the smartest guys coming into the league. And so the mental part as far as playbook and all what they can give him and hope that he retains from the meeting room till they get out on the field. I don't think that's going to hurt him, but you know, there's no substitute for playing. You just have to make sure it's the right time and the right opponent. You know, after that ninth game, they got two weeks bye week. Then they play at Tennessee. Then they get three home games in a row. That just seems like an ideal time. Now, if something happens and they think he's ready after five games, put him out there. But the bottom line is they have to see him extensively this season, because after this season, they're going to make the second most important decision as long as Nick Caserio's the GM. The first will be what he gets for Watson, and the second will be who replaces Watson.
Here's the one thing, and I'll move on from Davis Mills. If when they play him, he's been holding a clipboard for 8 weeks in practice and taking second-string reps and taking 10% of the reps here and 15% of the reps here and they wait till a week or 2 weeks before the game to start him,
they've done a disservice.
It's going to be a mistake. It's a disservice given the circumstances that they're in right now. You signed Tyrod Taylor. He's a veteran player. We've all heard how smart he is and how team-oriented he is. One of the reasons you have a guy like that on your roster is to bridge the gap. And when he's a young quarterback, there should be an understanding of developing this young cat's just as important as getting you ready. And with your experience, it shouldn't take 4 weeks for you to get ready to play a football game. There's if they put him out there after, especially once the season starts, and he's not getting any, you know, hardly any reps, that's just a disservice. And the kid, they missed an opportunity to develop the kid and put him in a much better position to succeed when they did throw him out there. If that's the case,
I remember Vince Young did that, and he won his first game at Philadelphia. No, he lost his first game at Dallas and then won at Philadelphia. I don't want him putting him out here when he's not ready mentally. If they put him out there and he's not ready, big mistake. I don't think you put him out there at all costs. You're the only one that knows. Pep Hamilton, Tim Kelly, Nick Casario, who's a coach, like another coach, quarterback, him, and, of course, Tim Kelly and David Culley. When those guys think he's ready mentally, that's when he needs to play, whether it's the third game or the 13th game.
Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Hughley. John McClain, the Hall of Famer, is here with us, presented by Horn Solutions. A word that he uses – one more, because I'm not done. The word that he uses
on, I'm good with
is priority. And one that I know you've said is Davis Mills. Hell, I think I heard you say it this morning when you were on with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris, that he is the most important
absolutely
player. Do you believe the Texans, though, view him that way?
Absolutely.
Do you believe the Texans view him so they should treat him as a priority like he's talking?
Absolutely. What he's doing now, once he gets where he can handle the next level, he'll go to the next level. When he knows that, then he'll become a starter. And that is a priority for them, because this next draft, what they do at quarterback will impact this franchise for another 10 years.
Yeah, I wonder when the game plan is of get more reps. I wonder when that's
– when he's ready to handle it. They don't say, okay, we're putting him out there at this game or that game. They're watching him in practice. They're listening to him in the meetings. They're seeing what he does when he goes home and when he comes back. Like Deshaun, and he knew everything. When they see all that and think he's ready, he's going out there, but not before.
I bet he's in the huddle with the ones.
A training camp at any point, you think?
Oh yeah, yeah, no question. Yeah, I think it's within. I mean, probably within three practices. By the 10th practice, I think he's. Now, I'm not saying he's starting. I'm saying I think he's splitting. He's getting some reps with the ones.
That'd be smart to do, because number one, Tyrod Taylor's been around long enough. His 11th season, he doesn't need to take every single rep. As long as they think he's ready to go against the Jaguars, if they think after the first preseason game, all right, he looks good, he's ready to go, then they can give Mills more reps. Mills gonna play a lot in preseason.
All right, John McClain with us, presented by Horn Solutions. All right, we've got to get to. There's a potential huge news right now in the NFL that could affect the Texans in multiple ways. And one thing that we know will change from the Texans, and I'm willing to say that right now, three practices in, we saw a lot of it today. The one thing we know will change next year, coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Dear John, coming up in about 12 minutes, so make sure you're texting 713-572-4610. Any questions you have for the general, sports-related or non-sports-related, we'll let you jump in on that. Hey, this came out here with the Colts, Indianapolis, in division, Carson Wentz out indefinitely with a foot injury. They're saying there's potential that he could have surgery. They're already ruling him out of preseason, but he's saying he may try to play through it. But this seems to be several angles. One, in terms of, obviously, they play the Colts twice a year and they're in division. And then second, everyone's talked about the Eagles and the draft picks they have. Well, one of their first-round picks that people are talking about is contingent on the amount of time that Carson Wentz plays.
Well, it's 70% in the playoffs, 75% without the playoffs. And, yes, that could impact it. They'd still get a two. But the team that's got to be the most interested in this, the Titans, because the Colts, again, are supposed to challenge the Titans for the AFC South title. But that's a great point. And if the Eagles, they don't know if they're going to have three ones, even if he's healthy. They didn't know if he started the season healthy, they wouldn't know that. And they're not going to trade three ones in 1 year. But what it would have done is if they gave him two number ones,
yeah,
the Eagles could have taken comfort in the fact, hey, we still got a one. And but I never seen – well, I say never. The Colts have had so many problems with their quarterbacks, dating back to Andrew Luck's injuries, then his retirement, then Jacoby Brissett. They gave him a new contract, didn't work out. Phillip Rivers retired on him. Now Carson Wentz is hurt. If that this means they may start another – that fourth quarterback in 4 years is what it would have been with Wentz. And everybody's wondering if they'll try to get Nick Foles.
Yeah, well, I didn't think about Nick Foles, but you, I was just fixing to ask you about that. I mean, you talk about getting caught with your pants down now. I mean, you got Jacob Eason and Sam Ellinger. I mean, how do you – and I didn't, even think about, I didn't even think about it in a sense of they've had so many quarterback issues and had so much change. Why the hell would you get caught – why would you get caught with that being your quarterback situation? What is because I've always wondered this, and you know RG3 better than anybody. How is RG3 not with a football team right now?
Well, one reason is if you look at what he's done since injuries cost him the best years of his career, and he's been holding out, hoping somebody would give him a chance. He has offers from ESPN and Fox. Yeah. Both of them have offers. Put him on TV, and I think he'd be great on TV, but Foles, who's not going to start in Chicago because of Justin Fields, and there's somebody else on that team.
Andy Dalton.
And so that would be a natural guy to trade to be reunited again with Frank Reich. And wouldn't that be something if he got traded to Indy and led him to the Super Bowl?
Wow. Yeah, no, I didn't think about that, the Nick Foles ties there. But what a – I mean, I just can't believe – like RG3, he's one of them that I thought the
Texans.
I think
he's ready to shut it down. I think
he's out there throwing all over the place.
He wants to play again. I communicated with him after he got the after it came out about the offers, and for TV, and I told him I'd always thought he'd be great on TV, and I'd love to see him on College Game Day. But he still wants to play. He's still got that itch. He's working like crazy for somebody to give him a tryout and maybe sign him. But I would think the natural thing for the Colts to do would be go to the Bears, and if the Bears would say, look, you know, Foles is number three here. He's not going to play, so not hold him up.
Yeah. Clint Sterner, Ron the Show Hughley here with John McClain, the Hall of Famer presented by Horn Solutions. One thing we noticed today in practice at Whitney Merciless, when he was on with In the Loop earlier today, he alluded to it where he felt like he said the defense dominated the offense. And one of the things that jumped out to us was they turned the ball over. And that was an issue. And I know Lovie Smith said that was something that they would have emphasis on. But it looks like the defense is more aggressive and more faster. And it does seem like that turnover issue they had last year, which I know you've said they've been one of the worst in NFL history, that should be something that changes this year.
The one thing that Lovie Smith's defenses have almost always done is have a lot of takeaways. Lovie goes to bed thinking about takeaways, and he wakes up thinking about takeaways. And his teams have been able to do that. And he's been married long enough to Marianne. Doesn't bother that he's thinking about takeaways when he goes to bed. It's up in the morning thinking about takeaways. And Christian Kirksey had an interception today, And I did a story tomorrow on the pass rush. We talked to Ross Blacklock and Merciless, and they were talking, as all 4-3 linemen do, and how much easier it is when you just look at your tackles, your tight ends, and then you get up the field and you go. As Whitney said, see ball, get ball, instead of having to think a lot. And Blacklock was really fired up about it, because any rookie playing in a 3-4 is going to be stymied mentally. I remember when Whitney was here in 2012, Romeo came in 2014, and Whitney's head was spinning at the change from Wade Phillips' 3-4 to Romeo Crennel's 3-4. But eventually he got it all down. And that's one of the things so fascinating about this defense is we don't know who's going to be playing, who's going to start, who's going to be part of the rotation. One guy that we know they like, because they have him out there every time, is Malik Collins at left defensive tackle. They like him a lot. Hopefully for the Texans, he'll play the way he did for the Cowboys. And after that little bad spurt he had with the Raiders, that's another one of the many guys that they brought in here should have a chip on his shoulder.
John McClain with us, and we got to get to the news of the day with the Astros as they get set to play the Giants and battle for best team in baseball. They make a move at the end of the deadline by trading their center fielder, Miles Straw. And the thought was, okay, who are they going to get? There's about 15 minutes left in the trade deadline, and you start hearing rumors about Byron Buxton from Minnesota maybe coming over. But James Click and said that he says he expects Chaz McCormick to fill in as center fielder, and then they called up AAA outfielder Jake Myers also to help things. This is what Click said earlier. We felt like we needed one more weapon out there in the bullpen to solidify things out there. I felt Chaz McCormick had done everything to earn a lot more playing time. That's his thoughts. You good with it? You feel good about it?
Absolutely. I don't want a center fielder with two home runs after watching George Springer all those years. And here's what I know about Miles Straw. 325 at-bats, two homers, 34 RBIs. 325 at-bats. Chaz McCormick, 154 at-bats, 10 homers, 35 RBIs. More than Straw in both of those stats, and with half the at-bats. I want to see what McCormick can do as a full-time player. He doesn't have the speed that Straw had, but, hey, neither did Springer. But if you get 10 home runs in the at-bats he had, if you're playing all the time, you got to think he'd have 20, maybe more. Put him out there. Let's see what he can do.
They get better defensively today?
No, Straw's a better defensive player. He's no Springer, and he made a lot of mistakes in the field. I thought he was going to be smarter than some of the plays he did. And he's faster. He's a base stealer. But, baby, when you hit those home runs, you don't need steal bases.
That's right.
They come for free.
You hit home runs, you ain't got to chase them, baby. They come to you at the bar. You know what I mean?
As I've said, my whole thing, and I've had a lot to think about it, is if they were going to make a move for Miles Straw, and I'm okay for it, right? If they're going to make a move for Miles Straw, my thought would have been, especially you see the White Sox going crazy and all these teams, it would be a clear upgrade. Like, we would look at it and say, all right, this is a clear upgrade. I'm not saying it had to be great. They didn't have to bring in Sterling Marte or whatever, but a clear upgrade above him, and I'm not quite sure right now that we could say that. It may happen.
When it comes to home runs and RBIs and at-bats, it is a clear upgrade. The Chasmanian Devil is going to be playing all the time, and we'll see. Is he play like Tarzan? He looks like Tarzan, hits like Jane. Hopefully not.
I mean, he's fired up. I really think this is what
I have
McClain
been. I
want
to
talk
see
about.
This guy in the plate more.
Look, he's got a swing. It's a lot easier to have confidence in his swing than Miles Straw. I'm not saying that the number's going to be better. I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm saying the number's going to be better because they're already better.
I mean, he's hit
and
more home runs.
And the pitcher from the Indians, he's got 61 strikeouts in 41 innings.
He's got an ERA over four, but I hear you.
James Click, like the power pitcher, to set up everything. I love what
you
Click
like.
Has
you
done.
Like what they've done with the bullpen.
I
you
sure
feel good.
Do
you feel
their bullpen was awful except for Elvis, and so now Elvis has got some help.
Is that what old Presley, huh? That we're going with.
It took you a while, huh?
Old Presley, huh?
Hey, McCormick within. Hey, look. By the time we come back Monday, old white boy Chaz is gonna have made a play that's gonna change your mind.
Okay, I hope so. I hope so for Astros fans. But I just, I like when I heard
you bang on old Straw for damn three quarters of the
season.
Then all of a sudden, when he's traded away,
it's not Straw. It's not Straw. For me, is, I mean, you're gonna go for it. Let's go for it.
He just
like
told
if you go make a move. Like, let's make a move.
You got five times the home runs. You got as many RBIs and half as many at bats. That's an upgrade.
More RBIs.
More RBIs.
Let's see what he looks like when he gets those at bats.
Come on.
Let's see what he looks like when he gets four a day.
Where are we at tonight? Giants?
Yep.
That's right, baby.
Giants at Dodgers.
Here we go.
I have never seen a day, and I've been watching baseball fans since 1960, in which so many trades were made before the deadline. It's so exciting.
I just like, go get some.
Like all those Royals. Oh, sorry.
There's no reason for that, John. It really isn't. It really isn't.
Didn't they trade their best power hitter?
Well, he was last year. Yeah. All right, they got some stuff for him, but
there's always football.
So there's things. Yeah.
And Kansas bat. Oops.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is that what we are? Just because Baylor is going to be in the Mountain West, you're upset with me because they're done in the Mountain West and Kansas will have a home. Dear John.
Let's kick off the weekend by asking the most respected Houston sports writer of all time anything you want. Submit your questions to the text line 713-572-4610. Include hashtag Dear John along with name and city. And for today's Dear John, let's open up the mailbag.
All right, John. Frank in Channelview says, Dear John, would the Texans be better off with Jalen Hurts at quarterback this year instead of Tyrod Taylor?
I'll tell you what, Frank, if Nick Caserio thought Jalen Hurts was a good quarterback prospect and wanted him included in a deal with Philadelphia, then he should do it. Because if he did think he was a big-time prospect, they should have him playing. They wouldn't have a placeholder like Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, you've said that. You've said you don't believe that Philly could be the destination and trade partner, but you don't think there's interest in Jalen Mills.
I have no idea what Nick Caserio thinks about him. I've heard he's not a big fan of Tua Tagovailoa, and if they made a deal with Miami, Tua wouldn't be part of it unless they did make him part of it to trade him to a team where they were really high on him coming out of college last year.
All right, we got Gerald from LaPorte. Dear John, if the Colts offered a great deal, would you trade Deshaun Watson to Indy?
Hey, Gerald, if it's a great deal, then I'm not scared to make that deal because I have confidence in my ability to get the right people. You can't make a trade and be scared. That's not the way you do as a general manager. A lot of them do it like that, but that's not the way you should operate. You should operate with confidence in your ability.
No, I agree. I agree. If the Colts are going to give you the best thing possible, then rather him standing and sitting on a knee 30 yards away from everybody during team exercises and you can get a great deal, I would do that.
Yeah, Wouldn't that be fun?
Well,
talk about a circus when they came in here for the first time?
It wouldn't matter. I just don't think the Texans are in a position to be choosy. If you get a hell of a deal, you got to sign that deal and get that ink dry as soon as you possibly can. I don't care where it's at.
Gotcha. Okay, Isaiah in Fort Worth. Dear John, is this the craziest training camp you've ever witnessed in all your years covering Houston sports?
Isaiah, it's not because it's just involving a quarterback. It's not involving your franchise moving. The next to last year, the Oilers were here. There was a lot of rumors they were going to move that year. Then the last year before they did move, you know, losing your quarterback is one thing. That happens to a lot of teams. Losing your franchise does not.
Yeah.
This is
the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Lyle and Kingwood. Dear John, how do you see the carries being split up between Philip Lindsay, Mark Ingram, and David Johnson?
Man, I tell you what, Lyle, that's going to be interesting. I think Johnson will go in as the starter. It wouldn't surprise me at all. Philip Lindsay doesn't win the job, but when you're going to put a renewed emphasis on the run, which I wrote about today, and you're going to play 17 games, you're going to need three backs. Can't be like last year when David Johnson's hurt and Duke is hurt, and then you got Buddy Howe making the carries, and Buddy's on the team because of special teams. You have to have three.
Yeah. Ooh, you like David starting?
At the start of the season.
I'm going to go with Mark Ingram starting and Philip Lindsay's
you might be right.
Sub in your third down.
I don't know if it's the jersey number two. I don't know. He looks faster. I don't know. Like he doesn't look like done. Like it felt like he was. Like Baltimore, he wasn't even on the playoff roster in their
That's
playoff.
That's because he doesn't play special teams. So he's got to be at least the starter or the backup because the third back has to play special teams.
You know, I was watching the backs today, and I think. First of all, I think these guys, John, we've got to up close and personal see several positions coached right there in front of us. These guys are well coached. I mean, there's a sense of urgency, particularly in individual drills, which I think is extremely important, that just hasn't been there in the past. At least since I've been covering the team, it just hadn't been there. These guys are coached well, man.
Well, Danny Barrett is a good coach. He's one of three they brought back, and maybe he's turned up the intensity level, or it's Ingram and Lindsey and Burkhead coming from other organizations. That could have caused the tempo to pick up.
Well, I think it's Casario's the boss man's out there on that field, and he ain't here to watch, you know, tiptoeing around. Ultimately, I think that his presence has a lot to do with it. But nonetheless, whether they were here or not, I watch them right now, and they stand out. The intensity's there.
Based off what he said, have you ever seen a GM like that, coach like that on the
field? I've never seen a general manager who wasn't the coach do the things that Coach Casario does. Nick's involved in everything. He has more power, let me think, than any other general manager. Belichick doesn't have the title GM. But Nick's there on special teams. He's there on offense, defense. He'll be in offensive meetings. He'll be on the headphones on game day communicating with David Culley and Tim Kelly and Pep Hamilton like he did in New England.
Oh, this one's great. Taylor in Pasadena says, "Dear John, do you believe that Ron the Show Hughley can beat Jack Easterby in a foot race?"
Man, I've seen Easterby out there warming up.
I want him.
Ron looks to me like he's pretty fast. He lowered his 40 time from 10.46 to probably 4.4, so I'm going with Ron.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Oh, we got to make that happen.
I spotted him. John, I was 10 yards away. I was just kind of sizing him up.
Damn it.
And I think I can get him 40 yards. I really do. I want a
piece of
him.
General, don't pour gas on this damn fire. Me and Tyler got it. We work harder keeping show in his chair over every damn time.
You done gassed him? I want to see this.
I'm down 115. I want a piece of
him. I'm with you, Ron.
I could just give me 40.
I'm backing you all the way.
As I said, I am a bit concerned the last 8 yards if I leak out. But I feel like I can build up.
According to Rob yesterday, it's the first 8 yards your ass needs to worry about. You're going to pull a hamstring before
you
get to 10.
You know what looks like Maldonado trying to stretch a double into a triple.
Hey, we're giving away Casario's cash. Mr. Easterby, if you're listening out there, let's make this race happen, man. Let's get you and Show on the starting line. Race.
All of a sudden, you want to call him
all
Mr. Easterby.
All I'll say, Jack, is...
I respect my elders.
All I'll say, Jack, and respectfully, don't sing it, just bring it.
Come on, Jack. Let's do this. Give away some Casario cash, and let's have this Easterby race. Come on.
I am here waiting for you. General, it is always a pleasure to have you in. It's glad to be able to put our eyes on you and have you in studio with us. What's going on with the Chronicle this week?
Ron and Clint and Tyler, thank you guys very much. I have a column for tomorrow about the defensive line and the pass rush. Got one on Texas Sports Nation and the Chronicle today about the running game. And I'm going to write Sunday about Tyrod Taylor and Monday about the offensive line. And I got podcasts and videos. Thank you guys very much. It's great to see you. I will see you again tomorrow. Tyler, won't you get your butt out there sometime and sweat like they do?
That's right, man. Put it on him. That is right. All right, General.
Thank you, guys.
Safe.
Have a great weekend.
All right, coming up.
Tyler's one more AC babies.
Yeah, he is. He's told us. He won't go to NRG unless if they ever have it open. He's
hey, not I've been going mulching.
He's still
I've been mulching
about
out.
UT coming to the SEC.
Yeah, he is. He cries every day. Damn. All right, we've got to discuss this move that Robert Flores of MLB Network said himself is a head-scratcher and that he is confused by. The Astros made a move at the deadline. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.